Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 10th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. GRSF1 protects against heart failure by maintaining BCAA homeostasis. The study identified guanine-rich RNA sequence binding factor 1, or GRSF1, as a regulator of cell intrinsic branch chain amino acid, or BCAA, metabolic pathways. This post-transcriptional regulation by GRSF1 was found to contribute to the pathogenesis of heart failure. The data demonstrated that GRSF1 protects against heart failure by maintaining BCAA homeostasis. This mechanism provides a novel understanding of metabolic imbalances in cardiac dysfunction. Article number 2. Clinical spectrum of children with parvovirus B. 19 associated acute myocarditis. This multi-center retrospective observational study characterized the clinical features and outcomes of children with parvovirus B19 associated acute myocarditis. The research provided specific data on the clinical spectrum observed in pediatric patients with this condition following an outbreak of parvovirus B19 infections in 2024. The study identified patterns of disease presentation and progression in this vulnerable population. This data clarifies the understanding of a critical cardiac complication in children. Article number 3. Differences in disease trajectory, comorbidities, and mortality in sarcomeric and non-sarcomeric hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Sarcomere gene variants were found to be a key cause of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM, and were associated with a worse prognosis. This multicenter longitudinal cohort study in the Sarcomeric Human Cardiomyopathy Registry demonstrated significant differences in disease trajectory, comorbidities, and mortality between patients with sarcomeric and non-sarcomeric HCM. The data revealed how comorbidities specifically influence clinical courses and causes of death in these distinct patient groups. This finding provides crucial insights for risk stratification and personalized management strategies in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 4. YAP induces a pro-renewal metabolic state in cardiomyocytes. The study found that YAP induces a pro-renewal metabolic state in cardiomyocytes. This mechanism was identified as a key factor contributing to the regenerative capacity observed in neonatal rodents. The data demonstrated that YAP helps counteract the decline in cardiomyocyte regeneration that occurs with cellular maturation. This finding provides critical insights into potential therapeutic targets for promoting cardiac repair and regeneration. Article number 5. PRMT3, mediated arginine methylation, stabilizes PCSK9 to promote aortic valve calcification. The study found that protein arginine methyltransferase 3, or PRMT3, promotes aortic valve calcification. This occurs through PRMT3-mediated arginine methylation, which stabilizes proprotein convertase subtilisin / Kexin type 9, or PCSK9. The data demonstrated that this specific molecular mechanism contributes to increased leaflet stiffness and the progression of calcific aortic valve disease. This finding provides a crucial understanding of the underlying pathogenesis and offers new therapeutic targets for this condition. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.